We left off on Thursday with different approaches as to the Makora Din of Shmuel the Amora, who held Dina Machusa Dina. The law of the land is a law. And let's continue and finish that Mahalach up, and then we'll continue from there. The first Mahalach, just to review very quickly, Shmuel held in Gittin, Daf Yudim Beis Mabasha, Daf Nandalid, that there is a principle called Dina Demachusa Dina. We had a Machloikas where that was the Rabbanu D'Yeraisa, that Beis Shmuel said it was a Tukana Sachamim, and the Avdim Eluim said it was a Din D'Yeraisa. The first marker was the Rashbam, who claims that it's Noveya from the Din of Melech. Rashbam of Mabasra claims that the Makura of Demachusa Dina is the Din of a Melech. We already have a formal category of a Din of a Melech, and therefore, the halacha is that Din Machusa Din is that the Bnei Malchus are Makabel Mertzonam, the Chuki HaMelech Mishpatov. Therefore, the Trumas Adeshin writes at Simon Shin Mem Aleph that if a Yochid says, I don't want to receive, I don't accept the king's doctrines, it's not acceptable. But L'dayto Etzel Tzibor, and he must accept it. And we're talking about a democratic system that he was elected, and that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, a dictatorship in Hilchos Gzeila, Perakei Halacha Yudches, is not acceptable. So let's get that down. That would be, according to the Rashbam, it would be a democratic system. Dina, the Machusa Dina, according to the Rambam's theory, it would be a democratic system. Okay. And then we said, according to the Rashbam, and the Rambam, we should write down that it wouldn't make a difference. I want you to get those ramifications according to each sheet, please, okay? And the second ramification is it wouldn't make a difference if he's Jewish or not Jewish. It's all an issue of Melech, and as long as democratic, what's the difference? That's the first marker. Second marker of Shmuel's Halacha was the Ran and the Rosh and the Rosh ben Nedarim. It's known famously as the Ran ben Nedarim. Ran ben Nedarim with the Rosh ben the Rosh, let's write. That the whole din of Dina Machusa Dina stems from the following, and that is that all of Eretz Yisrael, all of the, not of Eretz Yisrael, but all the Eretz where the particular king lives is owned by the king. Kol Ha'aretz, and I don't mean Eretz Yisrael when we say that, Kol Ha'aretz Shel HaMelech. The whole land is owned by the Melech. It's like his land. And if that's the case, if you don't listen to him, he could remove you. And therefore, the Ran and the Rashba say this would be limited only to a Melech that is a Goy. Because a Jewish king in Eretz Yisrael has no more violence over the land of Eretz Yisrael than every Jewish citizen that lives in the whole world. Every Yid has a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And therefore, it would come out, as we said, unfortunately, there are those that say, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's what the Ran is saying, that there's no din of Dina Machusa Dina in Eretz Yisrael, they won't pay their taxes. We don't paskel like this, Ran. But I want you to get what is Noveya from the Ran. And as I said, the Rambam writes, this is not true, the din of Melech. And the Meiri say it applies whether he's a Goyish king or a Jewish king. It doesn't make a difference. And that's why I say, Levaisim, that they claim that this would be wrong. Now, I introduced at the end, and Michael was asking me, what does it mean everything's written in the Parshas HaMelech? So I think I briefly mentioned it, but I want you to get it completely. It's found in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph Perek What Ches, where the Psukim tell us what a Melech can do. So there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf. Kol HaOmer B'Parshas Melech Mutter Bo or Aser Bo? That which the Navi says, is that what the Melech can do? Or was that just said to scare the people? Or is it Aser Bo? It was just said to scare the people. So the Rashba points out the following. That if you hold that Kol HaOmer B'Parshas Melech is Aser Bo, but there's a halach of Dina Machusa Dina. So why would it be Aser? So it must be that Dina Machusa Dina does not apply to a Jewish king. And the Rashba proves, it's Muchach from the Rashba, that Dina Machusa is D'Yeraisa, because it was a Takanas Chom, you couldn't bring a Raya from a Pasuk in Novi. Okay? So I want you to get that. Kol Omer, let's get that Rashba, where the Rav and the Darm, Rashba and the Rosh hold that same Shita. But he brings a Raya. Obviously the whole din of what? If you hold Kol Omer and Parsha Melchus Asr, well, how can you have din of Melchus Adina? Because the whole Parsha Navi is talking about a Jewish king. Din of Melchus is talking to a non-Jewish king. And therefore, in Eretz Israel, there'll be no such din. That's the second sheet. Okay, that's where we pick left off. Number three marker for Dina Malchus and Dina. Let's get it. We're going to offer six different mahalchim as to why there is a din of Dina Malchus and Dina. Not as to why, but what the marker is. Number three, the Mabit in his Sefer, Kiryat Sefer, writes as follows. The Mabit claims that Shmuel was Mechadish the din of Dina Malchus and Dina based on the following Kiddush. It is Mitzad Parshas HaMelech. The Kaimalon we paski kol omer Parshas HaMelech Mutterbal. Whatever was said in the Navi is Mutterbal. He can plow through your fields. He can take you to work. So the Mabit writes, the Feverish kol omer the Parshas HaMelech Mutterbal. We paski Mutterbal. That is the marker for Dina Malchus Adina. Obviously, according to the Mabit, it applies even to a Jewish king. Let's get this. The third possibility as to the marker. And the Rambam writes, echoes this, in Hilchos Malachim, in Pirik Dalet Olach Aleph, where the Rambam writes that the Melech is Mutterbal. And the Radbaz is Masbir, we paskin Melech Mutterbal. And he writes, Kama Mekoimus, we say Dina Malchus Adina. The Migdal O says, Halacha Marvachas. You know what Marvachas means? A widened, accepted Halacha, Dina Malchus Adina. Now, Lamaisa, is this the same din? Kol Omer Parshas Melech Mutterbal and Dina Malchus Adina? Or Lamaisa, or are we saying, no, that there's two separate Halachas? There's the din of a Jewish king, there's the din of Dina Malchus Adina. Whatever the case might be, Lamaisa, I want you to get this Chiddush of the Kiryas Sefer. We always say we have to get the ramification. It could be from the Mabit that the whole din of Dina Malchus Adina might only stem from a real king, but not to a government. Because if you're going to plug it into the pasuk, you need a Jewish king, and it also could very well be a king, Mamish. Mamish a king, so I'll just underline it. It would not apply to a government if you learn like this, Halacha Lamaisa. And as I said, there's a Suffolk Lamaisa. Is it considered to be the same din, or is it different? Nevertheless, the Sefer Doviv Misharim writes in Chelek Gimel Siman Peites that it only applies to a king and not a government. Oh, that's the third possibility. Fourth possibility. The Nibuki Yosef, Zogin, we didn't do Trey Vitre. Remember when we were supposed to do Trey Vitre? I haven't gotten a Klor. That's why we haven't going to go back on it. Nibuki Yosef, we're supposed to do the next day. Still have Kashas on it. There was there's a Fati on it. Very difficult. But we met it. If we get it, we'll say it all. If we don't get it, we won't say it all. Oh. So, Mookie Yosef. I never had a chlor 100% trade to trade. And that whole topic, I never had chlor. Keep working on it. Don't give up. There's your ship. Okay, the Mookie Yosef and the Ritva say as follows. The Mookie Yosef say, following Chiddush. There is a concept called Kibush Muhammad. Kibush Muhammad. Believe it or not, there's a kinyan. If you're in a war and you capture stuff, that's a kinyan. The Gemara has later on, Daf Lamech has called kinyan kibush milchama. And the Melech conquers lands, and the Gemara has it in Gittin Lamech Hesemanav. The Dvar Avram, as we mentioned, the Kovna Rav, who gave smicha to the Rav. In Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, it's in Osvav. Remember we said the first Simon in Ishtikol Zad, Dinam Afus Adini. In Osvav, he says as follows, very interesting. You live in a land, you become bought up by whoever is the king. You decide to live in a land where there's a king, it's like you are become property of him. The fact that you live in the land. And therefore, Lamaisa, this would apply, this is a very interesting Kiddush, I want you to get this down. This would apply even to a dictatorship. Dina Malchus Adina would apply even to a dictatorship. Because if it stems from Kibush Mulchama, Lamaisa, that you have a dictatorship. It's hard to imagine, Lamaisa, but that's what comes out of stunning Kiddush. Even if it's like crazy laws, I know, crazy taxes, exorbitant taxes, I don't know, it seems hard to imagine, Lamaisa. Let's say it would be anti-Semitic. mean, they have to observe it? I don't know, but that's what seems to come from here. Okay. That's a fourth marker. Number five, we already mentioned Rashi, even though some Achron didn't like it, but Rashi by us on Daf Tesman base said, what's the marker of Dinim Achus Dinim? Dinim. B'nei Noach Har Mitzuvin Dinim. Even though Rashi didn't say it, he said it one Rashi after another. But if you put the two Rashis together, we said on Tesman base, B'nei Noach Har Nitzavu Al Dinim. Okay? And therefore, if the Netztavu Al Dinim, then the Maisa, you'd have to what? And that would make sense. It would apply to a melech. It would apply to a government, non-Jewish, as long as it makes sense, democratic. Oh. And the last approach, the sixth approach, which we'll get to more when we get to Yudim and Beis, Bez Hashem, is the Rabbi Yonah, in Baba Basra, Aliyasa, the Rabbi Yonah, that the din of Dinim Achus Adina stems from the halacha of Hefker Beis and Hefker. Rabbi Yonah says that the marker of Dinim Achus stems from Hefker, based in Hefker, and that we know that based in has the ability to, in fact, what? Be mafker people's property, and since the king has authority, he can be mafker mamon, the government. Why is it that it did in the king? It should also apply to a government as well, if you hold based in Hefker. Okay, very well. So we have six different approaches, and we'll get to the details more when we get to Yudim and Beis, Garbage Star, Kinnin Star, Riot. Okay, so that's the first mahalach. I want you to get it. It's a very fascinating din. As I said, we observe the din. There are issues of Chilul Hashem that we always have to be worried about. But this, besides for Chilul Hashem, if you're in a vacuum and no one would know, you got to pay your taxes. You got to make sure you don't speed. You have to abide by the law and observe the law to the best of one's ability, and that's very, very important. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Let's go to the second mahalach. Let's go to Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus. Let's see the Rashi inside now on Testament base. Let's take a look at Testament base. Inside. Daniel, let's see the Rashi. Testament base. The Rashi of Shechiyah Mitam Shlichus. We had said that according to the Chum, there are three things where Get Isha is similar to Shtar Shechrur. And according to the Meir, there are four halachas. Can anyone refresh my memory what the fourth halacha was according to Rabbi Meir? That what? That if you give a what, Shtar Shechrur, or a get to who? To a shliach. Before the shliach delivers the get, Isha, the Shtar Shechrur, what did Rabbi Meir say? Yachzor. Excellent. Because Rabbi Meir holds a get, everyone agrees, is detriment to the woman, right? Because it's good that she has a husband. Women, the Gemara writes in Kedushin, would rather be married than single. Tav l'mesav tadu l'mesav armalu. And therefore, everyone agrees a get is bad. There is a Gemara at the end of Yevamos that talks about, is there a situation where you can dig up a get where it's a schus? Let's say she'll be caught as an aguna. So the Gemara talks about that. The Gemara shaila is a mezaka get liyobeg. Mezaka get b'makom ketata, b'shas mulchama. Gemara has cases, let's say they're fighting, they don't get along. Let's say there's a war. So you could dig up theoretically. So in that situation, would the get turn into a schus, and then you could say, oh, let's appoint a shliach l'kabbalah on her behalf, even though she didn't appoint anyone. In other words, when you say, zachalanim shlo b'fanav, the Gemara in the end of Yevamos has those shilas. But classically, a get is known as chov. Ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. No doubt about that. Okay? But I want you to know the Gemara in the end of Yevamos. The Gemara has a shilah. We could dig up cases where a get could be a schus. And the question is, would you say, zachalanim shlo b'fanav? That's a big shilah in the Gemara. Are we paskin, Lamaisa? I don't know. I have to look into it, Lamaisa. Are we paskin? If I'm not mistaken, I think we would be machmer. We don't just say, oh, the couple's not getting along, they're fighting, or the guy's in the middle of a war, so let's appoint a shliach like a ball, and poof, she'll be divorced. I don't think we do. We'll chumra, I think we paskin on this shayla. Okay? But everyone agrees by Get Isha, it's a chov, classically. Shtar Shechrur, we said, is a schus according to the Chachamim. Comes a yid, he goes to mikveh. Reb Meir says, Avdav Efkeri Nichalei, it is a chov, he wants to say in his Efkeris. Okay? He doesn't believe it's a schus to go free. Therefore, Reb Meir holds what, Daniel? By both you can retract, right? Let's see the Rashi that I gave you. Okay? Dimer Masko Yachzor. Let's see the Rashi inside, which will open the door to the topic of Shechia Mitam Shlichus. Okay, here we go. Go ahead. Exactly. Chehefsev v'chov hein. Period. It's a chov. Go ahead. To those that were sent to the woman and to the Evan. Let's see inside. Someone doesn't have, please look on. Go ahead. Yeah, and you only cause a detriment to a guy the fun of where he has knowledge of it and cognizance. Go ahead. A person cannot become a shliach for someone else to mess him up, to make him lose. It's not right. Ain chavin lo adam ela b'fonov. Go ahead. No, Elim Cain. Excellent. Lest he made him a shliach, he knew what he was getting into. Go ahead. Because that's considered to be kibafonov. That's rabbanan. Go ahead. The Masnissen, period. Rabbanan argue on Rameir in the Mishnah. Go ahead. They say by Shichur you cannot retract once you give it to your Shlich. Because the Shlich, not the magic carpet ride, but becomes a Shlich Lo'olochen, he's transformed into a Shlich Lekabalah. Not through magic, but through Alochen. Go ahead. It was supposed to be a joke. Go ahead. That was funnier than the other one. Okay, go ahead. Ma'amre, Vafakav, go ahead. Vafapi. Oh, so even though the Eved didn't make a Shliach. Oh, because they hold it's a schus to the Eved. Go ahead. Because he's going out of the master Lecheiris for freedom. Go ahead. Excellent. Now underline this next phrase 20, 30 times. Go ahead. Dinahave. Excellent. So Rashi here now makes an amazing statement, okay? He elaborates on what is the institution of Schi all about. I mean, what is it? What is this institution of Schi all about, okay? Meriting on someone's behalf. What are the mechanics? How does it work? And Rashi tells us very clearly that it's an Anan Sahadi. Anan Sahadi is a code word that the world testifies that if I would have known that Chaim would have picks up $1 million for me in the parking lot that he found, there is no doubt I would appoint Chaim to my shliach. We have an Anan Sahadi. So Rashi clearly is writing, Zechia works mitam shlichus. Zechia is mitam shlichus. And what do I need to say by that is that the mechanics are, is that when Chaim picks up the wallet with me for the money, Hefker money for $100, $1 million, we all know that I would have appointed Chaim. The way the mechanics of Shechiyah works is that it's an anatzadi that I would have appointed, so it's like automatic. Like Daniel Ritz around nicely. That's what Rashi's driving at when he says this amazing, amazing Kiddush. It's an anatzadi that he writes Shechiyah is considered to be what? Is considered to be mitam shlichus. This is the Rashi that we have to focus on because, as I said, it opens the door to the whole din. Why do I say that? Oh. Because there are Rishonim that argue on Rashi. This we learned a few years ago. I don't even remember now. Yes, yeah. Can I borrow that for a moment? I'm sorry. A few years ago we learned Kedushin. I think it was like 3 years ago, right? Last year we learned Brachas. 2 years ago we learned Bava Kamma. 3 years ago Kedushin. Okay? Oh. So in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin, the Gemara looks for the marker of Shlichus, which it means agency. And the Gemara says Truma is the marker, Gittin is the marker. The Gemara goes back and forth, and then the Gemara and then Beizim and Aleph brings in the institution of Zechiyah. How does it do that? I want you to get this. The Gemara says, I have a marker for Shlichus. What's the marker for Shlichus? The Gemara says, the Ella, I'm quoting the Gemara, I want you to get this. Mem Beizim and Aleph. The Ella Hadamar of Gidom Rab, Minayin Sheshluchos Shalom Kabal, So Shenemar of Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad, Mimateh. Each tribe, each Shevet had a Nasi that represented them when they inherited their Tzisrah. So the Gemara says, aha! The Nasi is the marker for Shlichus. Each Nasi represented his whole Shevet. So you see the Torah has the concept of one Shlichus. Right? The Gemara says, that's the marker for Shlichus. We hit the spot. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Tepuk lei Shlichus mihacha v'tizbro. Do you think like this? Da Shlichusu v'aktanim labnei Shlichus ninu. Ketanim are not Shlichus. Elik yad the rav of Aravuna Marav, the Marav of Aravuna, Marav Gino, Marav Yinash, Zachalam Shlomo, Funish, Nimra, Siachad, and Siachad. What does Gemara say, black on white? What does Gemara say here, black on white? We thought the mocker of what Shlichus was from what? Nasiachad. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? A cotton can't appoint a Shliach. So what is this Pusik talking about? What institution? Not Shlichus, but what? What's Zachim Shalom from Sechia? So you see black on white, say the Rashba and the Ritva. Black on white. Are they the same institution? No! They're different institutions. So the Rashba and the Dafter and Daf Mem Beis in Kedushin and the Ritva say there's no way. Does everyone hear what we just said? The Gemara thought they had Shlichus from the Makar. That one Nasi represents all shaving. Of course, that's not Shlichus, because they're a ketanim in the shaving. You think a cotton can appoint a Shlichus? They can't. So it must be that Pasuk was referring to Zachar Lom Shlomo. You see black on white on the Gemara. The Gemara first held it, it was the category of Shlichus. Gemara gets rid of that and goes to Schia. So the Ritva and Rashi grab, they snatch right off from the Gemara and they say the following. That is, Ritva and Rashba, that Schia is Lav Bitav Shlichus. So obviously what we have to first do before we get to the lovedness is what? What's the question that what's the next kashan I'm going to present? That what? What does what?
Rashi.
What is Rashi gonna do with the Gemara and Kedushin? Oh. So the Ran already saves Rashi and Kedushin. Because the Gemara goes further and says, no, it can't be Schia. Guess why it can't be Schia over there in Kedushin? Why can't it be Shchiyah, that Pasuk, that the Nasi represents his Shevet? What does the Gemara say? You think it's really Shchiyah? Ribbono Shel Olam, you think everyone got the right property they wanted? Everyone probably wanted, a deer in Rechavia, right? Or whichever Shevet, within every section. You think it was exclusive to everyone, what the Nasi did when they distributed? I'll read you the Lashon of Gemara. The Gemara says, it is, bro, do you think like this? Some guys want the mountain range. They don't like the valley. Some guys like the valley. So the Gemara says, forget about it. That pasuk's not the institution of Zochin. So what is it? The Ella. Third institution. What's the third institution? I'll just write it quickly on the board. First try was what? Shlichus. Second try was what? Zechiah. Third try is the din of apitropos. You familiar with the din of apitropos? If God forbid, there are Yesomim. If there are God forbid Yisomim, so the apitropos is appointed by Beis Hadin to care for the ketanim. So the pasuk was talking about how we did about apitropos. Oh, the Ran wants to say a razzle dazzle. Once the Gemara shifted from Schia to apitropos, listen to this razzle dazzle. The Ran says that we preserve what Rashi says, that Schia really what stems from Shlichus. If you would have stopped at the second stage of the Gemara, then the Rashba and the Ritva are right. But once you get to the third stage, then it's kind of up for grabs. And then you can re-plug in that Shchiyah stems from Shlichus. That's the way the Ran wants to save Rashi in Maseches Kedushin. Okay? So now we have the different shittas and how you work out the Gemara. Now we got to get to the lumpness. What is the lumpness of first Rashi? Let's analyze Rashi, and then we'll get to the sheet of Tais, a Ritva and the Rashba. Okay. Thank you, Yossi. Rashi echoes the sheet in Bob Metzi as well, Anan Sahadi. Rashi says in the Bobetziah Daf Yud Beis, and I gave you a Tosa Ksubis, famous Tosos, regarding gear cotton. In fact, Tosos, you know, the Gemara says if you have a gear cotton, let's say a young non-Jewish child wants to convert, I don't know if he wants it, he converts, Lomaisa, but Bilanot Aladaz Bezdin. And Rashi says the Bezdin serves as his father. So Tosos is so bothered by Akash, he says, how's this little boy Jewish? There's no Zchia Lakotten. Zchia Mitam Shlichis. A cotton can't appoint a Bezdin. So how's the boy Jewish Minotar? Tosos really works hard on that Kasha. It's a long Tosos and Ksubis. He works hard in that Kasha. And Tosos basically says the Gemara is going like the Man Davar, we don't paskin. Of Yesh Koch Biad Chachamim, La'akor Davar Binatayra, Bekum Ve'eseh. There is a machloikis in different places in Shas. Do the Chachamim have the power to be Ochre and Dindi Raisa passively, Sheval Tas, or even actively? We paskin only passively. What's the most famous example? Gezeira D'Rabba. Right, we don't blow shofar, Shechaldi Rosh Hashanah, Shechaldi Yos B'Shabbos. We don't shake lulav, Shechaldi Yos B'Shabbos. We don't read the Megillah, Shechaldi Yos B'Shabbos. Gzeira D'Rabba, because you might carry. You might go to a baki and carry. They'll teach you how to blow the shofar, you'll carry it, Mishas Rabba. You'll go to shake a lulav, teach you, Gzeira D'Rabba. How can that be? Because the Chumah have the koyach, lack or government of Hashem al-Tasek, the word Yavavis al-Tavtsani. Then there's another sheet that has even a bigger chidush. The Chumah can be Ochre Darvim B'Natar B'Kum V'Eseh. That we don't paskin like. But Tosfos says, it's very important, I want you to get that. Tosfos says the whole concept of Gir Cotton being Jewish is because we're going like the sheet that says, Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim Lachor Darvim B'Natar B'Kum V'Eseh. That's a stunning chidush. But what forced Tosfos to say like that, Philip? Because Ein Zachin L'Kot. I mean, a cotton can't appoint a shliach. And if you hold that Tzchiyas Mitav Shlichus, like Rashi, in Gittin Testament base, like Rashi and Bobetzi and Dafi base, and like the Tzvi Ksuvus Yonalef and Manalef, how do you have the kid being Jewish Minotar? So Tzvi throws his hands up there and says, the only way it can be Jewish Minotar is like that Shita. So it comes out that we don't possibly like that Shita. That whole Sukhi is Shalok HaAlach. That's a phenomenal Kiddush. Now how else would you be Mazmer with that Gemara? If you don't hold like Rashi. How else would you be Mazmer that Gemara if you don't hold like Rashi? What would you say if you hold Lamaisa? Why would a guy gear cut and be Jewish? What would you say? You tell me. If you don't, go ahead, Yitzi.
It's not Shlichus.
Excellent. Well said. If you hold it. In fact, you know where the Ritva says this? Also in Ksuvis. Also. Not just in Kedushin. If you hold Shchila, Lamaisa, there's nothing to talk about. That's why he's Jewish, but not there. It doesn't work if he did Shlichus. Shchila works on its own. So he's Jewish, but not there. Well said. Okay? All right. Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. That's where it is. Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, there's a little bit of a difficulty here. Not so bad, but let's get it. Okay? What's the little bit of a difficulty? There is a Ksos Achoshin, okay, who writes as follows. In Simen Kuf Hei Sifkat Aleph. Okay? If it is correct, let's get it. Like the Amil read so nicely, that it's an Anan Sahadi, that Shchiyah works, it's an Anan Sahadi that I know this Evan Kanani would have appointed Shliach, then there is a principle that many are familiar with in Bav Metzia'ah called Yeyush Shelo Midas. Familiar with this? Let's say, God forbid, someone lost his wallet. He lost his wallet. Now he doesn't realize he lost his wallet. Okay? If he would have realized, though, he would have been miyayish. He would have given up hope. And Rashi, many times in Bav Metzia'ah, in the second parak, defines Yeyush as being hefker. Like 3-4 times he says it. Well, that's not our topic now. But the din is, if you don't realize that you lost the wallet, but you would have showed despair, is that called Yeyush? I mean, can a guy pick up the money and just walk away with it? So this is a famous machloket in Rav and Abaye. And when there's others of machloket Rav and Abaye in Shas, we hold like Rava, except for Yalkagam. That's the acronym. And the Yud of Yalkagam is Yehu Shalom Midas. So we pass in Yehu Shalom Midas, Lo Hade Yehush. So the Tzos, it's in the Kuf Hei Sifkanav, asks a very interesting kasha. He says, I don't understand. We have an Anat Sahadi here that this guy lost his wall in the middle of Times Square. There's a million people that walk through there every day. If he would have known about it, for sure he shows the spirit. And we, despite that, we say, Lo Havi Yesh. So how on earth does Rashi Bayez get off the ground? Oh, we have an Anat Sahadi that this fellow certainly would have appointed him as a shliach to pick up the money. Just like by Yehush Nolubidas, we don't go through with it. We say, Lo Havi Yehush. How do you have the ability to say, Shchiyas Mitam Shlichas? This is the Ksos HaChosin's Kasha in Simen Kuf Hei Sifkat Nav. Very strong Kasha. Okay? Very strong Kasha. So because of that Kasha, the Ksos argues on Rashi.
Yes.
And he says, Rashi, I agree with you. I'm going to write it as number three, but you'll understand it's the same sheet as number one. He says, Rashi, I agree with you, Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus, but it's not based on a Svarim and not on Sahadi. It's based on Xeris HaKosov. Xeris HaKosov. We've always mentioned many times. I'm not sure if I mentioned it this semester so far. The Shmuel Nochum taught us there are five ways to learn out of Dindy Rice. There are five ways to learn out of Dindy Rice. Either a Pasuk, there's a Kasuk, a Svara, attack the historical precedents, Tosus Samaches and Mizit Sanhedrin. Says many of the Dinim of Geirus we learn out from way we converted Har Sinai. Number four is what? Yud Gimel Midas, Rabbi Shmuel Leiber. What's number five? Lach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Excellent, yes. Shem taught many Dinim of Moshe Rabbeinu that not written in Feirush in the Torah Kodesh. What is Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus? Rashi says it's a Svara. Taisa says the Svarav, Anat Sahadi, that Daniel read so nicely. The Gzo says it's Xerxes HaKosov. What Pasuk is that? Pasuk of Nasi. Exactly. The Pasuk of Nasi Echad is the Mocker. Nasi Echad, the Torah made him a Shliach. The Torah made him a Shliach for what? For purposes of his shaving. Everyone got that? So if I ask you, what are the mechanics of Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus? Rashi and Taisa say Anat Sahadi. And the Ksais is just a custom from Nasi. Okay? How did Rashi get helped out? The Gemara Ron saved him. Once you got that Petropis, then you can already replug in the Gemara and say that it's Ksais them some Shlichus. How are you going to answer Rashi, though, with this Kasha of Yehush Shalomidash? Says the Dark Yedovid. The Dark Yedovid Pshat. It's not similar at all. Shchiyah, the Pshat is not an Anan Sahadi in this specific case. Tenubdin the Klolus. So numdun the klolus is a general umdunah that the das of ne adam is that anything that's a schus, you're going to want the guy to be a shliach without asking him. Meaning, if a guy asks you, would you appoint this shliach to pick up $1 million for you? Do you have to ask the guy? No, you don't have to ask the guy. Right? That's a general umdunah. We're not talking about this specific case. When Rashi commented, he didn't mean this specific case. He meant in general. Whereas by Yehush HaMomidas, yes, you have to actually talk about that specific case. Maybe the guy would not give up hope, even though he lost the wallet at Times Square. And therefore we say Yehush HaMomidas is Lo Havi Yesh. They're not comparable, says the Dibridov, says the Dark Yedov. And he answers Rashi to answer Sosa's Kash on Rashi. Okay? There is a general umdunah. It's a general umdunah, Lamaisa. It's a general umdunah. So therefore, Lamaisa, the das of everyone is a discuss. And therefore, you can be a shlich without asking him. So, Shchiyas Mitam Shlichus remains steadfast. Don't compare it to Yehush HaMomidas. Yehush HaMomidas is talking about a specific case. And on that, we pass the Lo Havi Yehush. This general approach, everyone wants to get the more money, right? Why not? It's Efker, right? It's a bonus if you play. Lottery, we've said from a Bavadi's also. So, how do you get out? How do you get these? How do you get this free money? Through this case. So, everyone is going to what? Everyone is going to be happy with that. Okay? Actually, Ravadi said for Sfardim it's Osir, for Ashkenazim, he said it was Mutter. But we said maybe it's a problem of the Xer. Maybe we said it's a problem of the Xer. Xer of Mishum Kubia. You cannot do certain things that might lead to gambling. It was a Xer name. Okay. Ravadi says that a Sfardic, a Ashkenazic storekeeper that sells a ticket to a Sfardic yid is overlift the Iver. But Levice, we want to say for everyone it's a problem. So this case, finding the money is Very interesting. Okay. So this is leads us to the following shaila. Let's get it. Yish oksos. There's another ksos. What's the other ksos? In Simin Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Ches. Let's say Truma Sadeshin has a case. Very interesting. You have a maid. You have a housekeeper. Can the housekeeper, assuming, let's say, that she's Jewish, because we said a non-Jew cannot be a shliach. Let's say a Jewish housekeeper. Can she be mafresh challah on behalf of the balabas, the balabasta, on behalf of the woman, in order to bake the dough before it gets ruined? You know, you leave it out too long, it's going to get ruined. The balabasta wasn't home. So can the housekeeper, without specific permission and appointment as being a shliach, can she take off dough for the balabasta? So you know what the Truma Sadeshin writes? Truma Sadeshin, he says, it is acceptable. It is acceptable. Please get it. And the Kso says, what are you talking about? It's a problem of Zochin Me'odol. The phrase that we've been talking about is Zochan Le'odom. Not Zochan what? Me'odom. Zochan Me'odom Mo'amrinu. You can't take away. You're taking away dough from this woman. On the other hand, you are being mezaken or a mitzvah, you're right. But physically, you're taking away dough from her. That dough's going to get burned. Can you say Zochan Me'odom? Ma'aksoy Zachoyshin. No. The Kso says, Zachan may Adam lo amrina. Only Zachan li Adam. Bless you, yes. The Kso argues on the Truma Sadeshin. So how would we... So this is not so poshut. The Ramah quotes this Truma Sadeshin. So it's a big machloikis. I want you to get it. Whether Zachan li Adam or Zachan may Adam. The Kso says, Zachan may Adam lo amrina. And the Truma Sadeshin says, I'm reading. I'm going to write here, Truma Sadeshin says, I'm reading. Truma Sadeshin, I'm reading. How would you plug in this machlaikis? If you hold it's based on Svoru of Anan Sahadi, then whatever the guy you think would do, whether you're taking away or you're getting something. Why not, Lamaisa? Even when you're what? You're getting a mitzvah, and even if a little bit of dough is taken away, you the woman would have appointed her shliach, then it should work. But if you hold it, it's exerz a kosuv. The exerz a kosuv is only if purely it's a schus. If there's any element of chova, we don't find the Torah would appoint you as being a shliach. So please get that. Plugs in very nicely. Many Achronim are told of this Shiloh on this issue. Okay. Now, Lemaisa, that's a very interesting nafkimi. Okay, so we've analyzed at great length now. The Ma'adamra holds what? The Sheet, the Rishonim, holds Schiyah Mitamshish. Let's now shift to the second approach, that Schiyah is Lav Mitamshish. There are two ways to analyze that as well. Schiyah lav mitam shlichus. The pshastis is, the ksois achoshin says it works mitam yad. The ksois says it works mitam yad. What is yad? Yad is your hand. Okay, we all knew that, but yad is a kinyan. You can make a kinyan with your yad. So the Ksos says there's a notion called Tzchiyah Mitam Yad. It's not Mitam Shlichus. And the Birkei Shmuel says, B'shem Reb Chaim, L'man Damar Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus. It's also a bit of Shlichus, but it's not the regular din of Shlichus. It's new from a new Pasuk. Okay, it's like a new Pasuk. So I want you to get that down. One possibility is like the Ksos of Yad. Another possibility is like Reb Chaim, that it's a new Parsh of Shlichus. Parsha Chadosha of Shlichus. Okay? Not the classical Shlichus. Okay? And then there's a third possibility. The Stipler says it cannot be Yad. Why can it not be yad? Let's get it. Why can't Shchia work as an extension of your hand, the elongated hand? Right, like Basia. Right, Basia. You know, by Hasbar Rashi, her hand extended the arm length. Right? Now it's 6 feet. Can you imagine a hand being like 6 feet? Even Paul Silas. You know Paul Silas is? He was a great rebounder when I was a kid. He had the longest arms. Even his arms weren't 6 feet long, right? He was on the Celtics. He's a coacher for the Nets a long time ago. Okay. He's a great rebounder. But no one has 6 feet arms. But Lemaisa, what does it mean that it works with Tom Yad? Oh. So the Stipler says, I cannot believe the Ksois. How could it work mitam yad? The Gemara writes above Mitzia that yad pols kiad balabais, yad eve kiad rabo. What do you mean yad pols kiad balabais? Your employee is like the extension of the balabos. Your eve is like the extension of the adon. But someone who's zoch on your behalf is a stranger. So if he's not your shliach, how does he become your yad? I mean, Chaim picks up $1 million from me in the street. How can he be my yad? I don't even know he's doing it. I might not even know him. How can he be yad? Stoiper asks on the Xos. Stoiper says on the Xos, how can he be yad? How can he work me tam yad? Therefore, the Stoiper argues and says like this. The getter of Shchia is very interesting. That Chaim that picks the money up, the Zoche, uses his koach for me, which is the hepech of Shlichus. How does Shlichus work? The Shlich used the koach of the sender, not his own koach. Shlichus is that the Shlich uses the koach of the sender. Zechia is where Chaim uses his own koach on behalf of me. So I'm just going to write, according to the Stipler, Yivas Yaakov, that Zechia is considered to be hefech, the opposite of Shlichus. Mam is a different institution. And we're fitting in the sheet that Shchia is lav mitam shlichus. Because what shlichus is that the shlich is the koach of the mishaleach. What Shchia is that no. Shchia is you use your own koach on behalf of the other guy that you're trying to be zaka for. You got that?
So you're not using the shlich at all?
What'd you say? No. We're going like the sheet again. These are three biurim in what? Yossi. Shchia lav mitam shlichus. Either it's mitam yad. Either it's a new parsha of Shlichus, or Zechi is the opposite of Shlichus.
What's the Shliach doing then? What's the point of the Shliach?
He's not a Shliach. Shchi is Labi Tam Shlichus.
So what is
He's a very good Samaritan that is being mezaka on my behalf $1 million. He's using his own koiches to be mezaka for me, but he's not my Shliach. Shchi is Labi Tam Shlichus. It's a new din. It's a new parsha in Chumash. It's a new parsha in Chumash, like the Rav Zatzal said. It's called a new parsha. It's not called Shlichus. It's a parsha chadasha. Oh. Now this, so we have three different bureaus, we said, according to the sheet that old Shchi Lav Mitam Shlichus. Oh. Now let's just finish this mahalach off with the following. Can a cotton have Shchi or not? You plug it in for me. I mentioned, I spilled the beans a little bit earlier. If yod shchia mitam shlichus, ain shchia lekot. If yod shchia lav mitam shlichus, then yisol yesh shchia lekot. And who describes this nafkamina? The Rashba. The Rashba in Kedushin on Daf Mem Beis and above Metzia on Alpha Mem Beis is Tola the Shiloh. If shchia lekot, he says, if shchia is mitam shlichus, then ain shchia lekot. Like Tosis says in Ksubas Yudal from an Afli said. But if you hold, the Stipler says, Lemaisa, that Shchia is what? Is a different institution, then it would work avavur the cotton. Because what is it? Chaim picks up the money for a cotton. Why shouldn't it work? Why not? Whoever's picking up a zochav avur the recipient, and the recipient could even be a cotton. That's what he wrote on the board. I watch it plugged in. If you hold Shchia in the top, so you say Shchia in the cotton. If your Shchia is Lavi Tam Shlichus, then you could entertain that Yesh Shchia Lekot. And that's how we said that one would explain the Masber the Gemara by Ger Kot. You don't have to be Mukum the whole Gemara Yesh Koch Biachav. The Ritva would say it's Jewish Men Atar, because he is Lavi Tam Shlichus. Oh, okay, very good. That's the second Mahalach on Shchia Mitam Shlichus. Okay? Yes, let's go. You ask me tomorrow? Okay. Oh, let's go to the third Baha'u'llah. Okay? Let's see the Taishas now inside. All right? Now, tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem, we'll have Shir. Let's have Shir at 12. Okay? Let's have Shir at 12 because Michal's at 140. So we'll have Shir like from 12 to 120. Unless you guys want to have earlier. You guys want to have it at 11:30? That's what we're going to do in Yoni Megillah. I have to make photocopies. What do you want to have? 12 or 11? I have to figure if the Minchas at 140 because, you know, we can't, you know, the time's later now. Well, let's leave it at 12. You have a longer Seder. We have 12 to Shir from like 12 to 120. Okay? Then get ready for Minchas. Okay. Let's go to the Taisis Daniel inside. Let's see inside. Mikarin. Everyone got it? Let's see inside. Okay, let's refresh our memories. Okay? What did the Gemara say? The stencils. You know, I really shouldn't have said it as stencils because that's only right according to Rabbi Hananel, right? Okay? So I'm only half worried, right? But whatever you want to say, let's just call it Mekarin. The issue of Mekarin was as follows. That if you have Aiden that don't know how to read and write, the Tanakhama said that we rip for them, and we'll have to see what that means. And that concept Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said was only done by Get. It was not done by Get Shichror or other Shtaros or Dinimonos. Why was this so important? Why did the Gemara bring it in? Someone refresh my memory. Because according to the mayor, it says this for what is it coming to exclude? This. This theory is only good for Get. It's not good for what? Starship. Okay, Daniel, let's see the Taisa Mekarin. You know what? Before you see the Rashi, before you see the Taisa, let's see the Rashi. Mekarin Lehem, go ahead. Ubo'in. No, Uba'in. Doesn't mean Uba'in, Uba'in, and they came. Very good. Uba'in, I ate him. Excellent. And they fill up the ribs, BDO. So what does Rashi say here? Rashi says they scratch it out with a knife. They engrave in the paper the letters. And then they call the Adim. The Adim come in and they fill up the Karoyim. See, Karoyim, I shouldn't have translated as ribs. It's basically the scratches. Karoyim means scratches is the better translation, according to Rashi. And they fill up the scratches with ink. Okay? So that's the sheet of Rashi. Very good. Okay? So I should have translated the Gemara according to Rashi as being scratches. Okay? We only do this concept for Get. Okay, Daniel, let's see the Tosis. Go ahead. Oh, we do what? What do we do here? We do the scratching, even though the scratching itself should be considered to be a what? A writing itself, which is a problem. Why is it a problem, Kimo? Like, Kimo, Ksav Agabe Tavlu Pinkas. Now, what does that mean, Ksav Agabe Tavlu Pinkas? What does that mean? On a what? A daf of eights. Tavla is a wooden thing or a pinkus of wax. That's correct. Right, so what's he bothered by? So here it's not considered to be what? Ksav agave ksav. Why is it not considered to be ksav agave ksav? Why not? Go ahead. Which is puzzled. The Maslina Bear Chain of the Kamandafi test. So what's he bothered by? He's bothered by the first scratching you do should be called a ksav. So what the Aidim do second, right, should be puzzle. We say in the second parak, Dafites ksav akab ksav is puzzle. So Toises is bothered. According to Rashi, it should come out the scratching is the first ksav, but what they do afterwards should be puzzle. Should be ksav akab ksav, which is puzzle. Go ahead. The Basli Birchin, the Kamadavi, the Inkak, Sivik Muru. Go ahead. Oh, so what's the answer? The answer is not real ksav gmuru because they just scratch it a little bit in order to have the Adim sign. Okay? Now, the assumption is, why do you think ksav agave ksav is possible? Because it's like a joke, right? The second ksav is not the real ksav. The first ksav is the real ksav, right? It's not enhancing or it doesn't do anything extra. It's a joke. So Tosfos is bothered by if we have a din of ksav agave ksav is possible. So if ksav agave ksav is possible, how does Rashi's theory work here? So he says the first ksav is not a real ksav. The first ksav is not a real ksav, and therefore, Lamaisa, he says that you could understand very clearly that it's okay. Now, we have to plug this in with the following. We all, like we always say, you need lishma on the ksiva according to who? You need lishma on the ksiva according to who? Rabbi Lazar. You need lishma on the chasima according to who? Rabbi Meir. Do you need lishma on the ksiva according to Rabbi Lazar? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Why? Based on what principle? Mizuyuf mitocha. Right? We learned that. And dalan amanaf. You got to do it. You got to do it right. Remember who said that? So it's durabanan. I grant you. Remember we had a steer in Rashi's. Rashi said it was diraisa. So pashup shad is durabanan. Okay. The fellows who weren't here first semester, we said that Rabbi Lazar holds Adim and Sira Karsi. The kasav is what on the ksav. The Adim can view the giving of the get. There's no lishma on the chasimis. Only mizuyuf mitocha. But rabanan you need it. Rav Meir says all you need is lishma on the chasimis. You don't need lishma on the ksiv at all. Oh, so let's plug it in, Lamaisa. Sarah's beer, Lamaisa. Why do you need the chasima to be called a ksav? Bishlam alafi Rav Meir holds Eda chasima karsi, right? Then what? Then I understand the chasima's got to be what? A real ksav. It's got to be lishma, right? But how do we paskin like Rav Meir? We paskin like Rav Lazar, Eda Mesir Karsi. If we paskin like Rav Meir, like Rav Lazar, Eda Mesir Karsi, why is Tysa so bothered by that the chasima should have a formal ksav to it? You understand what I'm saying? Why do you? It doesn't have to be lishma. So what do you care how it's written? You're what I'm asking? What is he so bothered by? What do you care about whether it's, you follow me, Seth? What do you care about whether it's called a ksiva or not? A ksiva. Is the ksiva a formal ksiva? Who cares? It doesn't have to be written lishma according to Rabbi Lazar. So my answer to that, Kash, is it does. Mizuyuf mitocho. No. Min rabbanan it does. So who says like me? Who says like me?
What about
Rameir? So let's just get it. The Beis Shmuel writes that the tour holds that bidi yevin you need it. Tyson Daftal and Amanal, if we learn where Gozer, Chasima, Toksiva. And the Torah's Gittin in Simon Kuf Lam and Sifkat and Tetzayan says, Mizuyuf Mitocha is a Psul Gomer. We're afraid you're going to rely on the Chasima's Laraya.